and welcome to Audio FAQs of Digital Product Design Intensive. This is a signature program from Experian, which focuses heavily on helping designers to up their competency for digital product design. And let's begin answering some of the most frequently asked questions from our current students and our prospective students across the board. So here are some things that has come up time and again, and we would like to give you our perspective on where we stand, why we have designed it a certain way, why this, why not this, and where does this come from? All of those things we will talk about in the most authentic way, the way we think about it. So let's start answering some of the most important questions that may help you in making informed decision before you jump into DPDI. So let's get started here. Do you have scholarships in DPDI is another exciting question that we keep getting. So every year, we give about 3 scholarships. And as a result of the 3 scholarships, we want them to be very meritocratic. And the scholarships are in such a way that whoever gets the certificate of excellence, by default, they get the scholarship. As a result of it, it is not about how much, a scholarship is not based on anything else like race, caste, creed, ability to pay, BPL, all of this stuff. No, it's dependent upon people who are exemplary and who have given all their self into this. They get almost 75% of their fees back in the form of a scholarship. And we also add a little more perks to it and make it almost like a full refund. Literally, you would have gone through DPDI for free. And we make sure at least we have 3 places for such scholarships. It's a very meritocratic scholarship. So that's available. But if you are asking about, hey, I'm not able to pay and I am coming from a background which doesn't allow me to pay, that is a scholarship of consideration, definitely. This time we wanted to give an opportunity for those aspects as well. So there is the 3 scholarships of merit. There is 3 scholarships of consideration, very different types of scholarship. So if you are having difficulty in paying up and things like that, it is not like 100% that we will be absorbing it during the course. We want you to have the commitment of coming to the sessions. So if you can pay it upfront and come to the sessions, and if you are granted the scholarship of consideration, you will get back 100% refunded to you once the course is over, because it is dependent upon your commitment, your ownership, you showing up to the classes, you actually learning, and you are showing interest in learning new things. And as a result of it, we wanted to make sure that this scholarship is given to people who are absolutely, absolutely committed to what they're doing. So, and unable to take up a huge EMI and things like that. So this is something that we wanted to do this year onwards. We never did it before. A scholarship of consideration is available, and there will be a separate form for you to fill that in. You will get to attend it for free, and you might get whatever you have paid upfront as a return when the course is over, depending upon your attendance and things like that. So we can hold it on escrow. I don't want to get into the details of how we will manage it, but this is how it is. Let's say you swiped your credit card and none of the money will come to our bank account. None of the money will be available in your credit card as well. So it is kept in an escrow fund. And once the you know, the certificate of consideration is awarded to you, the scholarship has come to you, this escrow will be released. As a result of it, none of it will be charged. So that's how we will be doing it. So let's find ways to make it work. And this is something that we are doing it for the first time, and I hope we help more people. Hope these audio FAQs are helping you make informed decisions. In case any of your questions are not answered in this limited set, we are always available. We are just a ping away. Our website is experian.xyz, and specifically experian.xyz/DPDI for DPDI related information. See you on the other side if you have any questions.